5105, Matterhead Disaster. That's Mike Patton standing right in the hallway, right there. All right, we're going to talk to Mike in a second, which will be rad. I didn't mean to yell at you, man. I'm sorry about that. We got a winner. Anderson Airwaves on Live 105. Mike Patton's grabbing a mic over there. Here's what I was thinking. I got some commercials and stuff that I got to do, and you're just getting water and getting kind of settled in. Do you mind if we just kind of, we'll take a little break or whatever?
Sure.
Just take a little break, and then we can come back and do
break.
Some stuff.
Eat
yeah.
Break.
Yeah. Oh, and I should mention, because you toured with Tool one time, right? All right, it's Live 105. Mike, are you ready, man? I'm sorry I didn't give you a whole lot of warning there.
Got you.
That we're ready to go. Mike Patton's
right
here, man.
You.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Mike's new band, Peeping Tom, is playing the Great American Music Hall tonight.
Yes, sir.
Sold out.
Sold out. I think they're holding about 100 or so tickets at the door, so hey.
Oh, really? So if
don't
you
cry yet.
Yeah, there's still a chance for you if you want to get in.
Yeah.
How's this whole thing going at this point, the Peeping Tom thing? It's pretty early on the whole touring scene for you guys, right?
It is, yeah. We're about our fourth show, you know, ever.
Ever?
And this will be our second show in America, so.
Wow.
It's a nice big band.
It's good to do that in the hometown.
It's good, man. Yeah. You know, why not? If not here, where? I can go sleep in my own bed, you know?
I gotta say, you know, I was a little scared when I heard you were coming in.
Why?
Because you got a reputation for being a little bit crazy.
You want me to dive out the window?
No, what? No. It's totally good. You know, I'm going to shut this door real quick.
I know, huh? That's just horrific. Man, what's going on in here?
Totally amateur hour.
What kind of organization are you running?
because I'm reading, you know, we're going to get into this whole, I looked at your Wikipedia page for a second. Have you seen your Wikipedia page, by the way?
No. Please.
There's a whole, like, list of, like, crazy stuff that you've done over the years.
Lies.
And one of them is, like, that you guys used to really enjoy, like, screwing with the VJs on MTV, like, back in the day when you guys were on MTV. So I thought maybe this is, like, going to be a good chance for you to come in and, like, mess with us.
No.
There's actual video probably of this, by the way.
Really?
Screwing with the VJs.
What do we do?
All right, hold on. I'll get the thing right here. It says,
This is Faith No More, I gather.
Yeah. You were famous for showing your disdain for MTV on MTV. This can be seen hanging with MTV on the hanging, the old, I guess there was an old show, Hanging with MTV, during the Angel Dust era.
You're testing my memory, man.
Where you guys kept screwing with the DJ when they would try to, try to do a video.
Well, it was, I do have a distinct memory of messing with Ricky Rackman, but who wouldn't? What a creep.
No, it's true. But, you know, I mean, who wouldn't want to mess with me? And I'm very easy to mess with, I gotta be honest.
You seem all right.
All right, well, that's
cool.
I mean,
you're bald, but it's cool.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta love a bald guy.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right, man.
But anyway, I don't want to get back, because you have been nice, so I don't want to screw up the vibe, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want
to... I could start throwing coffee all over this place, man.
All right, so we asked a bunch of people about... you know, if you want to ask Mike Patton a question. So we got tons of questions about your other bands. So I want to get back to Peeping Tom while we can do that. So a lot of this record, it's been made over, what, like 8 years? You guys sort of been working on this? Is that?
I kind of, I guess, had the, you know, initial ideas about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And then I just did, you know, put it on my work desk and let it fester.
Let it percolate.
Yes, I let it marinate, exactly. And then I worked on a bunch of other stuff, so once I had enough material to take it seriously, then I kind of banged it out, you know, within the period of, I don't know, a year or so.
Yeah, and you're collaborating with basically a different person on every song, right?
Yep.
How'd you pick the kind of people that you wanted to work with?
Well, you know, you basically look at a song and it has glaring weaknesses, it sucks in a certain way, and you think of a certain person, musician, producer, beat maker, whatever, that can hide the weaknesses and exploit the strengths. That's it.
Was there anybody that you really wanted to get to there or work with that you didn't get a chance to? That you want to reveal?
Gary Coleman.
Gary.
Guest vocalist. Guest rapper.
I'm sure you've been asked this one before about the new record. There's a Nora Jones song on here.
Mm-hmm.
And Nora's dropping some naughty words.
Why not?
Was that your idea?
Yeah, okay.
And how did that go? Like, what was her response when you're like, hey, I want you to say this thing that I can't say now?
I sent her the lyrics, and she laughed her head off and said, yeah, I'll do it. That's it. Easy.
Easy enough. You know, I've actually met her. She's really, like, nice and funny.
Super cool. Like, you know, very mellow, quasi-hippie chick. She's very, very open and very cool, and doesn't come off star-like at all, which is, you know, pretty rare.
Yeah, it's a totally different vibe, I guess. I mean, you know, because you do. You listen to the music, and you would think it's something else. So do you find that with you? I mean, people have a lot of preconceived notions of you based on,
On the stuff that you put out?
People are insane, man. I don't know what they're thinking. And it's not my business to know what they're thinking. And, you know, for the most part, they do have notions, and they're almost always wrong, and that's their problem, not mine.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair enough.
Hey.
I mean,
it's the only way I can wake up with myself in the morning.
And that's true. It's the only way people know you, and it's obviously it's a fairly limited way, right?
It's cool.
But I
try and mix it up and keep them guessing, and that's what... That's what keeps it fresh for me.
All right, let's go ahead and play something for the record so
let's
that people have some idea. We're gonna play Mojo, which is the single.
Sure.
Do you anything you want to tell people about this track?
What can I say? There's a great beatboxer on it, Razel, and Dan the Automator produced it.
And it's badass.
Another local, by the way.
All right, let's check this out.
There we go.
Peep and Tom live 105. A nice little Britney reference there at the end. That is a Britney reference, right?
Of course.
All right.
Who else?
Mike Patton and Peeping Tom is the name of the new Mike Patton project. How many projects would you say that you have right now that are kind of currently active at the moment?
I don't even really think of them as projects. They're more like little, you know, children. And some of them grow up and get old and wither, and other ones, you know, stay closer to my heart.
Continue the
five or six, I'd say right now. Yeah.
Fair enough. And are all of them on the Ipecac label?
Mostly, yep.
Which is which you do yourself, pretty
yes,
much.
Yes, me and my partner Greg.
We were just talking about that. So you're very much involved in that. It's not like when Madonna has a label and she kind of puts her name on it and then other people do it all day.
Well,
right?
You know, who's to say? I don't know what the hell she does, but for me, I listen to stuff. I keep my ears open, and I would do that anyway. It's part of my job anyway as a musician.
Right.
Listening, hearing stuff, stealing stuff.
You got
learning.
Some- I didn't mean to cut you off there. Do you got some bands you want to pimp or anything on?
Yeah. A band on our label named Isis, who are a really great band, and they're opening for Tool.
There you go.
Which I guess is coming up at the Coliseum, correct?
Yes, yeah, September 3rd. Tool tickets next hour, everybody. Don't freak out.
There we go.
People freak out when you're dealing with Tool.
Do they?
Yeah. It's a little crazy.
I can see like Tool fans in the trees outside here.
Some of them may be armed, so I'm going to try to not to look around. all right. I think I'm going to get into it. I had some questions that people wanted to ask. I have a ton more questions, really.
All right.
We want to spend all day with this? We can hang out for a while if
you
want.
I do have a sound check in about an hour.
So. All right. Let's go into some things. All right. How did you meet Dan the Automator is one question we got from the 510.
From the 510.
Yes.
Well, if
Adrian
lived,
sent that in.
If Adrian lived in the 415, then he would know because we got good food over here. And I'd probably met Dan in a restaurant.
Really? Actually. Just hanging out?
We're both very food culinary, savvy.
Do you hang out?
We like
to eat. Are most of the people that you hang out with on a regular basis musicians or
yes.
You just kind
yes.
of a?
They're my family. To be honest, they're the people that are the closest to me.
Right.
Yep.
I always feel like artists kind of live on this sort of artist planet. You know what I mean? That regular people can't
a little bit
can't always be on. You know what
bit.
I mean?
Well, I mean, look, I'll give you an example. I've been on tour for about 5-6 days, right? And I was in Europe. And yesterday, I found out that my car had been towed and impounded for about a week without me knowing it. I was out of the country, and I had a registration thing that was expired and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And I spent my one day here, in the middle of my tour, trying to get my car out of hock.
That's not cheap, by the way, if you've had that thing in there for
no,
a week.
No, it's no fun.
Did they send you down to like Hunter's Point or wherever it is over there?
Where it is, but check this out. See, I thought that being the disorganized musician traveling all the time, that it was my fault that maybe I forgot to, pay the registration thing, right?
Right.
It was a computer malfunction. They never sent it to me.
No way.
Yes, and they admitted it. And they owe me money.
Nice.
Yes. So
nice.
I got a credit.
That's pretty rad to get
right
that
here
out
in my pocket,
city.
Man.
I'm really impressed. You're the first guy I think I've ever met that's ever had that happen.
But I still got to get it out of hock, and you don't get out of the towing fees. So
totally. You know what? I got a correctable ticket the other day for not having a front license plate.
Oh yeah,
it's
I
like
had
100.
That too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's in my windshield.
So if you correct it, it's like it's only $10 as opposed to 100.
Yeah, but
it's so much of an effort to do.
It is. If you're like me, and I have one of these really cheap, I've got an old. Crappy Toyota.
Yeah.
And that you can't remount it on the plastic bumper.
No.
You can't do it. You got to get a whole new front end, basically.
Exactly. And for $90, and then you just don't do it, and then you get more tickets, and it's a thing. A lot of people want to know, is Mr. Bungle broken up for good? Is it dead?
Yes, we're quite dead. Happily dead.
Happily dead.
Happily, yes.
Here's an easy one. Do you grow giant pumpkins?
What?
I don't know. That's what somebody from the 510 wanted to know that. Is that true?
God, all these 510s, man. Watch out over there. You gotta have a passport to go over there. Jim Martin, the old guitarist in Faith No More, the big hairy guy.
Right, right.
I think that's what he's doing now.
He's for like a living, he's growing giant pumpkins.
I don't know if it's for a living, but he enters contests, for the biggest, brightest pumpkin. Hey.
Wow.
You go, girl.
All right. here's one. We'll do one last listener question. Who has been your favorite artist to work with?
There's a lot. I guess most recently maybe Bjork. She was really fun.
That would seem like that would
very
be cool.
Fun. Yep. Very fun, easy, and light on her feet, knew what she wanted, and she can knock a few back too. So.
All right, we're talking to Mike Patton from Peeping Tom. You know what? Actually, I want to before I get off this Bjork thing. So you guys were actually in the studio together, kind of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Does she? Is she wearing crazy stuff when you're just hanging out and nobody's around?
Wearing?
Yeah, like because when people think of Bjork, they think of crazy outfits and, okay. and the weirdness and stuff. Like, I could see that, yeah. when nobody's looking, is it just is she just as normal as anybody else?
No.
No.
She's a loon, but, you know, in a good way.
Yeah, no, well, that's what I mean by artist planet. Yeah. Like, you guys can talk and everything is normal and comfortable.
Could
and
be.
And regular people, like, we, you know, we'll see Bjork and go, oh, my God, that's Bjork. You wore a swan once, you know, and you must be weird, right? Yeah.
Well, she didn't wear a swan when we were in the studio, but she, you know, she's allowed her moods, and I'll give her that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Man, that's why I was kind of surprised when you're like, yeah, she's lazy and... Yeah. Or not lazy, but she's easy and kind of laid
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah, super laid back. Yeah. Super laid back.
Who would have thunk? So, the Peeping Tom Project, Mike.
Yep.
We gotta get back to this, because this is what's happening now. Exactly.
Pump
I'm
it,
focused.
Pump it.
There's a lot of talk in the stuff that came with us about this kind of being a designed return to maybe mainstream music. And actually, somebody asked me, like, a lot of your fans were like, we really like it if Mike made some really poppy, like, accessible stuff. We want Mike to be really big and huge and popular. And I would say, I mean, how much do you That's care cute. About being big and huge and popular, and why make a mainstream record and
you know,
all that stuff?
Pretty much anything that I make, as weird or normal as it may sound to people, I want people to hear. I'm proud of it. I like it. So, you know, this just so happens that I'm, you know, exploring songs, you know, and, right. and it happens to be a little bit more, you know, listenable, so... The more, the merrier.
And so it's just one of those things that worked out where you're like, wow, these songs are kind of more accessible than maybe some of the other things
I had
I've
a
done.
Stack of them on my desk, and I had to take it seriously. I had to start a new band. That's what I do. So
now, is it true that there was sort of a like maybe an attempt to put this out on a major label at some point?
There was some interest. Yeah, yeah.
What happened with that exactly?
Well, you know, I got wise, or they got wise.
So it was some one of those things where you were, is this not really in my my economic interest, or just not? It's just not the right situation in terms of me having control or
both.
All those things.
Both. Yeah. They made crappy offers, basically the best you can hope for on a major label is a boatload of money up front,
right?
And one guy who understands what you're doing vaguely. Who says he understands what you're doing?
That doesn't seem like a lot to ask for.
But even if you do find that guy, he will be fired within 6 months. That's just what happens. And then you're back to square one. And you can sit there and look at your check and not have a record.
So,
and, you know, I'm really glad that I didn't, you know, go down that route.
It's not like a situation route. Then when you were, you know, like, oh, I was in Faith No More and this thing happened and we got big and then now I don't like major labels anymore.
No.
You'd work with them if the right thing kind of came along.
Well, I mean, you know, it just so happens that the music that I made didn't really belong
right.
in that world. And I was forced to kind of, you know, look in the mirror and say, well, you know, time to maybe, it's not going to be the first time that I have a record that doesn't really belong anywhere, so I started
right.
my own label.
Right. You know, and by the way, who needs a major label when you can have a record like this with the badass packaging?
See?
Like,
see?
Like, was this your concept?
Absolutely.
This, if you haven't seen the Peeping Tom record yet, there's like the front of it has a key, and then if you like pull it out on the right side, there's like a woman in it, yeah. and then like it just pops out, and then the CD pops out the other side. I don't know, maybe I'm not getting out enough, but I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's very unique. Let's just say it's very unique. And it feels good to hold, and it's, you know, it's for fetishists.
It's totally. Well, I am clearly a fetishist, because all day I've been like, In fact, I'm going to continue to do that, and we're gonna play a little bit more Peeping Tom music, if you don't mind. Pick me out a song.
Jeez, what would you like?
No profanity, obviously, because
okay.
we're in a different...
No, that's good. How about Rockin' Tune?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, the last tune, We're Not Alone.
All right, it's easy to go to the back. There we go. So. All right, Peeping Tom, tonight, Great American Music Hall, we think you can get some tickets at the door.
I think there'll be some, yep.
And
be patient. And if you can't get in, you know, the Mitchell Brothers is next door.
Exactly. That place. You want to see some fetishes
that's
over
right,
at that
that's
place.
Right,
it's
right.
It is there for you.
Can't go wrong.
Dude, thank you so much for spending some time with us
thank
today.
Thank you, man.
I had a blast.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Yeah, are you? I mean, you're in town all the time, right?
I'm, you know, if I'm not touring, I live here.
Seriously?
10 minutes away.
I'm 100% okay. serious. Come back.
Awesome.
Come back and hang out with us sometime.
Say the word. I'll be there within a half note.
All right. It's KITS San Francisco. I got to say that for the government.
Wow.
Live 105. Yep. It's cool. Oh, wait. I hit the wrong button. Awkward.
There we go.
There we go.
Thank you.
Peeping Tom on Live 105. Around the rest of the country, they'll be opening up for these guys. It's Gnarls Barkley.